existence. His power of choice is like a rider beneath the dust. His power of choice makes our power of choice. His command is based on a power of choice. Every created being has it in his power to exercise authority over the form without free will.
Okay, so in four verses he tried to explain the word. Listen carefully, I read these four verses in Persian, okay? And listen how many times that ikhtiyar is coming in. گفت توبه کردم از جبر. ای عیار اختیار است، اختیار است، اختیار. اختیارات اختیارش هست کرد، اختیارش چون سواری زیر گرد. اختیارش اختیار ما کند، امر شد بر اختیاری مستند. حاکمی بر صورت بی اختیار هست، هر مخلوق را در اقتدار. You see the repetition of this word to explain it, that with this I mean his choice, who created us. What is his choice? Good or bad? None. It's good for everyone, created and gave everything to everyone. That's what I say. And that choice created our choice. We know what we are doing. We know what's good for us. We know the way we really, I don't know, do the bad stuff to the others. We know that's in our nature. I know that the dictatorship is in here. The tendency of dictatorship is in all animals in the herd. Look at them. We are one of them. The other one, having the choice, choosing the good choice, understanding that choice and free will is what it is. Yes?
Every created being has it in his power to exercise authority over the form without free will, so that he drags the prey devoid of will, so that having seized Zayd by the ear, he leads him away. But the action of the Lord without instrumentality makes his free will a noose for him, the free agent. His free will makes Zayd a fetter for him. God makes him his prey without dog or snare. The carpenter has authority over a piece of wood, and the artist has authority over a beauty. The ironsmith is the superintendent of iron. The builder also is the ruler over his tools. This is extraordinary, for all this free will is bowing low like a slave in his free will. When did the power forcibly exercised by you over inanimate objects deprive them of inanimateness?
He explained that what I'm talking about is really goodness and the beauty and that stuff which is here, which is given to us. Then he arrived to one simple question. He says, okay, look at you. Don't you have the power to do whatever you want with the non-living stuff? You could break that chair, you could polish it, you could do whatever, right? Okay, when you're doing that, does it make that chair a little bit lesser? Chair is the chair. Even when you break it, it's a broken chair. It's not that the chair is impressed and is thinking and it's very disappointed that they could do whatever they like to me, so what should I do? Let us start with that. You are a human being. Okay. There are powers upon you. There are stuff that will do whatever they like. The rain will make you wet. So what? This means that you don't have the choice because it's happening to you? Oh. Remember, a lot of stuff happened to the chair. Chair is the chair. Chair should be the chair. Not think about this all other stuff. Yes.
Similarly, his power over acts of free will does not deprive any act of free will of that quality.
When I say his free will is, I'm imagining a designer because I see something which is intelligently designed. That's how I see the universe. Then I think, okay, there is something which is creating this. Does that mean that I don't have any creation? Nonsense! Because as an artist, I had to believe in the creativity of the humanity, didn't I? That has nothing to do with his because everybody, when they want to say, I don't have the choice, they would say, look around you, how many forces are working on me? So what? How many workers are working in your body and are listening to you, and you are the dictator, aren't you? You tell them what to have, when to sleep, when to... So your hands should do what? Be depressed and not working at, oh, I don't have the choice in here. It's not like that. This complication is a verbal communication. Somebody has created this excuse and everybody is using it, that I'm innocent. First of all, everybody pretends that we are innocent. Have you seen a real innocent person? I haven't yet. Everybody will have mistakes. Everybody is this and that and that and that. But none will prove that we don't have the choice. We have the choice. How? Why? Because it is pulling you deep down. Several times we talked about it. Your subconscious, you don't like to see a big man beating up a child. It's in your nature. When you see somebody is cheating, you don't like it. Even when you cheat, you don't like it. There is someone in you, you remember that fellow who doesn't like you? It's in you and likes we. Has nothing to do with you. This is the spirit of the culture which is in you. Period. Yes.
Declare that his will is exercised in a complete manner, without there being the attribution of compulsion and error. Mm-hmm. Since you have said, my unbelief is willed by him, know that it is also willed by yourself. For without your will, your unbelief does not exist at all.
Yes, you could say, I'm like this because he created me like this. What can I do? This is the time of Rumi. Today nobody will say that, really. You change the story. Say, oh, look around you, culturally I'm pressed. Everybody is doing this and that and that and that. You don't go to God anymore. Here you found a better excuse, a visible one. And everybody is defending her or himself with blaming the others that they are forcing me. Just, wait a minute. First of all, forcing is true, is correct, and is here, right? You're forced to sleep, you're forced to eat. Oh, the function is like that. So it's not being forced. And that force doesn't take out your choices. Yes, you have to eat, but you could choose what to eat, right? Therefore, here don't make an excuse for being under pressure. Everybody will say, I did it because I was under pressure, right? What is this pressure? What is it? Where is it coming from? You tell me. You do that. Where is the pressure? Oh, yes, I could say every single atom unknowingly was brought here. Oh, poor these little atoms. because they don't have the choice. I look around and see that today we have discovered subatomic particles, they have attitude. Yeah, this is what it is. Bringing excuses, making up these excuses is as stupid as it was. Remember the beginning of the story? Somebody is doing something and say, this is the creation of the God. What's your question? So beat him up and say, this is the creation of the God. I don't mean to give you the pain. I like this one. I like the sound of it. It's painful to you. So what? This is the nature. God made it like this. So this is the attitude. Yes?
Since you have said my unbelief is willed by him, know that it is also willed by yourself. For without your will, your unbelief does not exist at all. Involuntary unbelief is a self-contradiction. 'Tis abominable and blameworthy to lay a command on one incapable. And anger is worse, especially from the merciful Lord. An ox is beaten if he refuse the yoke. Is an ox reduced to misery because he will not fly?
Very simple question. Yeah, we beat the foxes. So what? They don't fly. This is in the norm of something. But suddenly you bring the creator for an excuse of a wrongdoing you did here. This is the way you're doing it. Yes?
Since the ox is not excused for frowardness, wherefore is the owner of the ox excusable and infirm? Since you are not ill, don't bandage your head. You have free will. Don't laugh at your moustache. Endeavour to gain freshness from God.
What was that? Anyone get it? There was a point over there. He said you're not sick. Don't bandage your head, because in time of Rumi they do it. This is to pretend that, oh, I cannot do anything. Have pity on me. Don't ask me to do anything. This is the thing that they do in that time. Here he will say, you will be funny when you're doing it. You laugh at your mustache. And you're ridiculous when you're trying to pretend that, you cannot do anything. Yes?
Endeavor to gain freshness from God's cup. Then you will become selfless and volitionless. Then all volition will belong to that wine, and you will be absolutely excusable like a drunken man. Whatsoever you beat will be beaten by the wine. Whatsoever you sweep away will be swept away by the wine.
Okay. He gave you a very long lecture about, listen, you cannot say, I'm not here, I'm not doing it, I'm not responsible. You are responsible, you should understand the goodness, you should understand the good and bad. Forget all the excuses, don't be ridiculous. Okay? This was like philosophy, right? Putting it somewhere, he said. But wait a minute. There is a way. There is this exception. This was the rule I told you. The exception is, somebody who transforms. Means there is this hope for humanity. You could transform. We have seen these exceptional people transform. They put this inflated ego down and they become we. Then that magical stuff happens, yes. They are not responsible for anything. Because they don't decide about anything. That knowledge, that enlightenment is forcing them to do something. There is a very good example in my mind for this. How about you? It's about Shams. Shams for Rumi is somebody who's not asking anything for himself. Nothing. and he's